Peace and greetings, family. Peace and greetings. Peace and greetings. Hey, this is Brother Sun Ray 9 up in this house one more time. Brother Sun Ray 9 in this house right here for the Sun Ray 9 show, most definitely in this house on this Saturday afternoon. Hey, I'm not going to be in this house long. I'm not going to be in here long. Hey, I just want to come in here momentarily and talk to you, family, if I can. Just want to come in here and talk to you. And hey, got a topic of conversation, man. Hey, it's tax time. And are you ready to invest it in some black-owned corporations? Some black corporations. Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about, family. It's tax time. So are we ready to invest it in some black corporations? Let me see here. Let me make sure I got everything going. Let me see here. Make sure I cut all this broadcast. Yeah, just give me 1 second, family. Yeah, but are we ready to invest it, family, those taxes that we got? Are we ready to invest it in some black corporations? Yeah. I'm going to say this here, man, because everybody was up in such an uproar, right, about this movie Black Panther. You know, we had a lot of people that was in such an uproar because of the movie Black Panther, and was talking about and criticizing how much money that was being made from the movie Black Panther, and it was talking about that we need to be investing this in school systems. We should be investing this and that. You know, we shouldn't be giving Walt Disney all of this money, and you know, so many different things that we were saying that we shouldn't do with you know, because of the movie Black Panther. Well, we got something here then. Well, I'll tell y'all what. It's tax time. It's tax time right now. So what money are we going to allocate to get some black corporations together? Where is our money going to get these black-owned corporations together? And where's the money at? So what are we going to do with this money? Because you go outside right now to Walmart, these different Walmarts and different shoe stores and all of these different places. Man, they're packed to the capacity. Our people out there, we got it packed to the capacity buying shoes, buying a whole bunch of things, raggedy cars and all kind of different things that we're spending our money on. So with all of that money right now, the Black Panther movie done this thing. So we still got money, tax time, taxes. So we talking about we need this in our community. We need that in our community. So who's ready to invest in some black corporation, black businesses? You know, that's what I'm talking about. So we can stop this criticizing shit when it come out and say the white man, you know, this is the white man stuff, Walt Disney. Damn it, it's time to create our own. So with all of this tax money floating around, you know, you want to buy $200 and $300 Jordans and LeBron James tennis shoes. We could be investing this in some black businesses and corporations. You know what I'm saying? Well, we can be the shot callers and talk about, you know, we always keep saying that somebody else is in control, who we're giving our money to. When we complaining about Walt Disney, God damn it, it's the time right now we can create our own black enterprises, our own black studios, movie theaters and whatever. We ain't got to complain about it. We can do it. So where's the money? Where's the investment? Who got the sense? You know, and I'm really talking to those right now who was complaining about the movie Black Panther and complaining about what we should have been doing with that money. Okay, let me ask y'all right now, where's your blueprint? Where's your floor plan? Where is your plan that you have for business right now? Where is it? Well, where's the plan that you have that you could put out to the community so they can start donating, you know, to whatever you got far as a business? Where's that at? You know, I'm talking about to the people who was complaining about how much money Walt Disney gonna make off the damn movie. You know, so where is the blueprint? Where is your plan? What kind of business do some of y'all have that we can be investing money in? So a lot of us, we can go ahead and, you know, look at your blueprint, or whatever kind of plan you got, your strategy for opening a t-shirt company, socks and drawers company, whatever kind of business you got that is going to be a black owned, and you got your plan, you can lay out to the community and say, look, family, I got an idea, maybe a media company. You know, where is your plan? Where is the, they call it something else, I can't get off the top of my head, I thought about it earlier. Where's that plan in, family, that you got, that you can present to us so we can start investing in some of these businesses or something we can start something for ourselves? Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, Stop begging people. Well, stop begging and asking somebody to do for you when you can get up and do for yourself. So let's get up and do it, family. Like I said, right now, you go out. It's tax time. The black community is out. Man, it's warm out there. Man, these goddamn stores are on jam right now. They're on jam because we got this damn tax money and we're spending it like crazy. Spendthrift. We're going crazy spending this money. But when we get through, when taxes are gone, we still aren't going to have anybody who invested in any kind of black-owned business or corporations to start for ourselves. Then we're going to be still goddamn it complaining, talking about what we could have spent our money on. And then when somebody going to come out with another black-owned movie or whatever, somebody going to be complaining and talk about, we could have spent that money on this. Okay, you know, we're not saying this shit. Where's the outcry right now when our black community out here at Walmart giving all their goddamn money to Walmart? Ain't Walmart owned by white people? Yes, they are. God damn it, all these tennis shoes companies. Y'all going to a lot of these other companies, these places where they're selling socks, drawers, and all of this stuff. Hell, they're owned by a lot of Arabs and everybody. So where's the money at? So that's what I'm saying. It's tax time. Are you ready to invest to start some black corporations? Because, you know, that's what I'm here to. That's what I want to say. And I'm getting ready to get out of here, fam. I didn't want to come in here long, but I just had to throw that out. So we can stop all this goddamn crying and hollering and screaming, because sometime we're seeing that something goes on when somebody, that this movie come out. So now it's y'all chance. All of y'all who were complaining about the money that was being making from the movie Black Panther, now it's your chance to get out and do something. Come up with a goddamn floor plan. Come up with a blueprint. Well, how are we going to get some of these businesses to kick off in the neighborhood? Well, goddamn it, other than that, you start a business and asked us to help invest in you. But you're going to have to be right in the Zach now. You're going to have a goddamn it. You can't be like somebody else out here in the community. They're talking about they was going to start a goddamn school and it ain't got one brick been out. We ain't seen the floor plan yet. So I'm telling y'all, look, come on out here so we can stop complaining about shit. Get on the ball, man. Let's put some stuff in actions, man. So right now, we're seeing a lot of money floating around. Come on. Like Monique, and I'm going to say this here. Like Monique is talking about with the thing that's happened with Netflix. And our brother in chief, Rabbi David Israel, we're going to do a show on that coming up. With her, she's talking about what's happening with Netflix and not getting the money with Netflix. God damn it, look, y'all, we can create something. We got all of this money that they always projected we're going to spend like $7.5 trillion a year. They always estimate that the black people are going to spend, consume in this country. Let's stop just, damn it, being consumers, and they can stop projecting what we're going to spend on products that we don't make or manufacture. Now we're going to need to be coming up and say how much money that everybody else is going to spend buying black-owned products from black-owned corporations and things of this nature. So Monique won't have to wait, ask Netflix how much Netflix is going to give her to make a movie. God damn it, we can be able to have our own streaming services, our own theaters, our own studios, where we do things our way, the way we want, and we put that money, because look, if we had our own production companies and distributing companies and all of that, and even with the movie Black Panther, that was made, and we came out with something different, look at the billions of dollars that would have been coming back in the black community. But damn it, look, we don't have that. So we got to be able to create it so some of y'all can quit complaining about what we don't have. God damn it, let's put it together. Don't complain about it because we don't have that. So we got, look, all of this shit got to be distributed through them right now because we don't have it. So in order for us to keep complaining about, you know, what the white man got and how much money we giving the goddamn white man, goddamn it, let's create something for ourselves so we won't have to keep complaining about what the hell we giving to him. Easy, simple. So there's a lot of people always come in to my, what's the solution? What's the solution? You don't need no more goddamn solutions. Because the solutions have already been given way long time ago. We just have to enact on the things that's already out here. There's blueprints, floor plans that a lot of our elders had put into play long time ago. We just got to act upon them. And some of us, we just ask these damn questions, what's the solution? What's the solution? Just to be worrisome and shit. Because you know the goddamn solution. Just get your ass out here and let's do it. That's the solution. So I'm getting up out of here, man. Look, with this tax time, y'all invest in it. I need to see some blueprints, some floor plans, because we got some money to invest out here. Some of us got some money to invest, but we need to see some floor plans. We need to see some things, since we want to complain about what the white man is putting out here and what he's making. God damn it, let's put some out here and let's make some for ourselves. Let's do like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. Let's stop begging folks to do for us when we can get up and do for ourselves. Peace.